Eleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav Pei Gimel. The third chapter is entitled Ahava Veyira. Al kama satirois ben apesukim b'inan teshuva. Metaretzes ha-gmara b'yom ha-peiva v'mud alef, kan me'ahava, kan me'ira. That Gemara points out a number of apparent contradictions between various psukim that speak about teshuva. And the resolution of that contradiction is that one pasuk speaking about ahava, the other one speaking about yira. And that happens a number of times. Yeish lishol bazim, could ask, ha'im ein klal gisha shelishis, lishuva v'chein lechol avida? Is there no third approach at all to teshuva and to avida in general? Hari lichira adam mekayim mitzvois oyeset teshuva mipnei shehu ma'amin. It seems that a person fulfills mitzvois, or does teshuva because he's a ma'amin, or mipnei shesichlo michayvoy lechach, it's intellectually feels compelled. Ach mehagmara anal, that gemor in yom ha'peivav, muchach she'ein shum tamach el teshuva. It seems quite clear that there's no other reason for teshuvah, no impetus, or memele gam lekiyum mitzvois, and no impetus for mitzvois in general, chutz mei ahava v'yirah, other than those two concepts. V'chol she'ar ha'teamim nichlalim b'shtam ele. Anything else that we could come up with as a reason for teshuvah or for kiyum mitzvois is included in these two. Eich navin zeis, how are we to understand this? Ahava v'yirah hem shnei kochos ikareim ba'adam. These are two fundamental forces within the human being. V'hem po'alim bo'i miyalduso. They're active from childhood. Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, quoting Chazal, explains in the mitzvah of honoring parents, haben yorei esoviv yosev mimoy. A child typically has more awe towards his father than towards his mother. But he has more kavoy towards his mother than towards his father because of the particular relationship between a mother and child. The author puts it in this summary. In general, one's mother is loved and she receives kavoy, and towards one's father it's more v'yir'a. Harambam mevaer inyan ahava v'yir'a. In three different places, Rambam explains these concepts, Ahava v'Yirah, in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, at the end of Moreh Nevuchim, and in Sefer Mitzvos. So we're going to go through each of these statements of the Rambam, the three different paragraphs in which we start the Rambam and elaborate. So paragraph Aleph, in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, Perek Beis. V'hi'achi ha'derech le'ahavasoi v'yirasoi. Asks the Rambam, what is the path towards Ahava and Yirah of Hashem? Answer. B'sha'a she'yisboinen ha'adam b'ma'asav uvru'av anifleim ha'gedelim. When a person's misboinen, which I'm going to translate as reflects on Hashem's deeds and his creatures, which are wondrous. V'yir'emim chuchmasoi she'en lach erich v'loketz. And he sees from everything around him, from the universe around us, from the creatures that Hashem has created, he sees the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyadu oyhev umshabeach umfa'er. So this brings to ahava. And it brings to praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisaveh ta'ava gadeila. The person is filled with a tremendous yearning. Leida Hashem HaGadoil. To know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo she'amar David. Tzama'a nafshi le'el chai. As David HaMelech writes in Te'ilim. My soul thirsts. So that's ahava. But in the very same moment, at the very same moment, as the person is contemplating, thinking about these things, miyadu nirta le'achirav, he recoils, v'yifached, he's filled with a fear, v'yodeh shu b'riya ketana shveila afeila, he knows that he's a very limited creature, oimedes b'das kalam me'otah lifnei tmim dayos, standing with a very limited intellect before the perfect intellect. Says the author, Oisa hisboinonus, the very same act of contemplation, mevia bevas achas le'ahava v'yirah gam yachad, brings simultaneously to both ahava and yirah. How is this? The author explains, hisboinonus einah machshava mufshetes. When we speak about this hisboinonus, contemplation, it is not just abstract thought. When a person enters a state of hisboinonus, of reflection, of maybe even meditation, we could say, it encompasses the entire person, not only the mind. Hasechel veharegesh mishtatfim ba. It's both the intellect and one's emotions that combine. Ve'af kuchos gufoi macharishim u'misashmim mena. Even his physical forces are silent and they take an impression from this meditation. When this process of contemplation, of meditation, clarifies to the person something of the Creator's wisdom, so the neshama and the guf receive this light, each one differently, in its own way. That's one of the names for it. It's like a flame. Its source, as we know, as Chazal say, is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rooted in him. Mahusa ahava. The essence of the neshama is ahava. And therefore he, as the Rambam puts it, miyad oy heves, the neshama immediately loves. That's a paraphrase of what the Rambam said above. So the neshama's response is love. Haguf mekabel or ha'isbanenus kefi mahusay. The body receives the slot of the meditation according to its essence. Hu nirtal acharav. It recoils vo'imed al katnusay lifnei boroitz. It's under the effect of this knowledge that it is finite, standing opposite the infinite. Ha'isbeinenus achasi v'ashpa'asah mischalekes lishtayim. So this contemplation, this meditation is one, but the influence splits into two, so it bifurcates. Ha'neshama misava lekiruv. The neshama yearns closeness, haguf nirta, the body recoils. Nimtzenu lemedim, what emerges over here is ki mekoimah shel ahava uba neshama. The seat of ahava is in the soul. The soul is the seat of ahava. The seat of yirah is in the body. Adam chai mukam yisham beguf. Of course, a living person is a composite of the body and the soul. It's impossible for a living person to have one without the other. Therefore, in avodas Hashem, it just reflects this idea and it's got this composition. Uvay misbates beahava v'yirah. In avodas Hashem, so we have the concept of ahava, concept of ira, the efshar zebilize. It's impossible to have the one without the other. Rak aledei shetehen yachad magi adam lishlemus. It's only through both of them together that a person reaches perfection. Admoyer mevair inyan zeh, Sir Rabbi Yocham explained this concept, b'masnis in de avois peregimel mishnah yud zayin, in peke avois peregimel. The mishnah says, im ein chokhma, ein yira, im ein yira, ein chokhma. The ein kan haschala v'emshech. It's not like there's a beginning, a definite point, and then you move onwards. There's no beginning and then continuation. Ela shetehen beyachad me'avois adam chai. It's the two. That's what the Tana put it this way. Ein chokhma, ein ira, ein chokhma. It's not like there's a definite starting point. One needs both, and this constitutes a living person. Hanshama bechokhmasa ve'aguf b'irase. The neshama through its chokhma, the guf through its yir'ah, or mekom yir'ah b'guf. Again, the seat of yir'ah is the body. Acharei shamadu l'sidze, having understood now this basic idea, aleinu lodas kitzad Torah medricha isanu le'ahava v'yir'ah. We need to know, how does the Torah guide us towards ahava v'yir'ah, now that we understood the basic concept. V'gam b'zeh edrichu senu Rambam. Here too we go by the Rambam. We're going to quote in paragraph base from Morei Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Beis, mamash at the end. Kvar b'er Hashem Yisborach ki tachlis ma'ase ha'tera kulam lehagi el ha'adam zeh ha'yipa'alus etzenu lomar yir ase Yisborach ulefached midevaroi. HaKadosh Baruch explains to us that the ultimate goal of all of the actions of the Torah, all the mitzvois, is to bring a person to yir'ah, to fear Hashem's words. Omar, where do we see it? One place where we see it is this pasuk. Im lo yishmor la'asois. If you don't observe to do, as called the Torah says, here you see that this is an idea that encompasses everything, all the words of the Torah. Hakesuvim b'sefer hazeh leyirah es Hashem hanichbad v'anirah hazeh es Hashem lekecha, to achieve yirah. The Rambam continues. Hisbonen, look carefully, contemplate. Eich bi'er lecha, ha'mayishi here explains ki hakavana ha'isa mikol divrei Torah hazeh tachlis achas. That the intention is that from all of the words of the Torah there should emerge one ultimate goal, v'hu liyir'ah Hashem nichbad v'anirah, to reach a state of awe. V'yos ha'tachlis magas b'masim. And furthermore, Moshe emphasizes that achieving this ultimate goal is done through action. Tida'eu b'ma'amari b'zeh pasuk. Look at the statement of Moshe in this pasuk. Im lo yishmor la'asois. He הנה יסבאר, he explains, שיתגיע מן המעשים שהם עשה ולא יסעשה. That he rise achieved from מעשים which are עשה ולא יסעשה. Then the Rambam continues, אבל הדעויס אשר לימדתנו התורה. The knowledge, the ideas, the concepts which the Torah teaches, והם השגס מציוסי יסברך והחדוסי, concepts in which we attain something of, some understanding of Hashem's existence and oneness, הדעויס הם ילמדונו האהבה. Those concepts teach us אהבה. וכבר יודעת, this is Rambam, you know, רבע הזרה שזרע תורה על אהבה. How much, how far the Torah goes in telling us about אהבה. ואהבתו, איס השם אלוהיך, בכל לבבך, ובכל נפשך ובכל מידך, as we say in the Shema. How strongly emphasizes this is. כי שתי התכליות, because these two ultimate goals, והם האהבה והיראה, יגיעו בשני הדברים. These two goals are achieved through these things. האהבה תגיע בדעויס התורה. Once again, this is the Rambam says, האהבה is achieved through knowledge, through contemplation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, הכוללת השגת מציאות השם על המיתוסו. Well, this includes understanding of Hashem's existence properly, והיראה תגיע בכל מעשי התורה כמו שבאנו, whereas יראה is achieved through acts, as we said above. It's explicit, says the author now. Kach boina hatira adam shalem. That's how the Torah builds a complete human being. Mi maasei ha-mitzvois magia l'ira. From the actions of mitzvois, he reaches ira. Umi limudei de'ois shebah le'ahava. And from learning certain concepts in it, he reaches ahava. Maasei ha-mitzvois mechovanois le'guf. Primarily the actions of the mitzvois are directed at the body. Hatefillin munachim al hayad v'areish. We have physical objects which we put upon our hand and head. Ve'atzitzis al bigdoi. Be'sefer charedim, this is like an addition. In the sefer charedim, moine es kol ha-mitzvois lefi ha-ivarim sh'alei nechales. He enumerates the mitzvois according to the organs that they correspond to. Then, mide'ois ha-tera, but from the what the Rambam calls the deois, the knowledge, the concepts, loimedes haneshama, the neshama learns, veloimedes sechel hakalulba, the mind is part of the neshama, le'ehoyves Hashem, learns to love Hashem. Kach boinei ha'adam es elomu ha'penimi al yedei ha'ahava, this is how the person builds his inner world, through ahava, ves elomu ha'chitzoni al yedei ma'asei ha'mitzvois, and he builds his outer world through the actions of mitzvois. Woe to the individual if he does not have an inner world in which he lives only with himself and his creator. Woe to the person if he doesn't build his outer world and he just neglects his body and lets it just go and flow with its whims and desires, proclivities. Rak bevinyan shene elamois ele beyachad. It's only when the person builds these two worlds simultaneously, unhiye adam shalem. That's when he can hope to become an adam shalem, es pnimiyosei bona ahava ves chetzoniyosei hayira. His inner world is being built through ahava, his outer world through yira. Pnimiyos vechetzoniyos beyachad hem adam shalem. It's only when you have a combination that you have an adam shalem. Now, a digression for a moment, an extremely important digression. Bedabrenu al chitzenius. We're using here chitzenius, which is a word that has a number of distinct meanings. Therefore, aleinu lagdir beveru es mahusa. We need to clearly define its essence. Because al chitzenius medabrim b'shlosha muvanim. We have three different ways in which we understand this word. And in the paragraph above, we used it in the third sense. So let's go through them. Number one. Hanehira el olam. Sometimes when we speak about chitzenius, we speak about nehira to the world. Nehira from the word nahar, to flow, just flowing with the world. Meaning ta'anugim, kesef, moisaris, kavod emda, pleasure and money, luxuries, recognition, honor, position, prestige. That's sometimes what we call chitzenius. Chitzenius is so hitreifa. That's considered completely treif in the Torah world. That chitzenius that we just explained. Number two, hachochmos hachitzoniyos iskos b'idiyas olam. Intellectual disciplines that deal with knowledge of the world, science, technology, things like that. We also call that chitzoniyos or chochmos chitzoniyos. Chochmoisen, these are forms of wisdom. Ve'anu mizdakekin, and we need them. אנו צריכים אדריכל מהנדס רופא. We need architects, engineers, doctors. אין לזלזל בחשיבות החוכמות. One should not belittle the importance of these חוכמות חיצוניות. There's just a caveat, אבל מי שכל הלך מחשבתוי מוטבע מהגישה המדעית שאין מושתתוס אליה. The catch over here, even though these things are extremely important, is that a person whose mindset is imprinted with a certain approach upon which these disciplines are based, עלול לסתום בפניו את הכניסה לפנימיות התורה. What that might do, that approach might block in front of him the entry into פנימיות התורה ולעולם הפנימי שהוא עולם הבא. And just block before him the whole approach to a deeper world that lies beyond the physical world. אשר על זה אמור, it's regarding this, את חזל סיין סנהדרין דף צדי, כל הקורא בספרים חיצוניים אין לחלק לעולם הבא. That statement, the person who's involved and immersed in ספרים חיצוניים has no chelik olam haba. So here, again, it's called chitzenius. It has an important aspect with a caveat. Now, three, what we've been speaking about, building one's chitzenius, is number three. Ha'anhaga ha'chitzenis shatera kuvas b'mitzvoseh. One's outer conduct, which the Torah stipulates through the mitzvot. You have to wear tzitzis, you have to do this, you have to do that. Hi ha'chitzenius shel kedusha. That's the desirable, that's the holy chitzenius. Zoi ha'chitzenius she'anachnu chayavim livnei zman. That's a chitzenius that we've just been speaking about, that a person has to build and may not neglect. Ha'mitzvois atzman boinois es elamin ha'chitzeni ha'kadosh. It's the very mitzvois themselves that build this external and holy aspect to us. Uvaze anu boinim es aguf shelanu bishleimus kechefetz asher mitzvah. And through that we build our body with perfection, as is the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'oir ha'ganuz b'chol mitzvah, the light that is hidden within every mitzvah, ma'ir gamis olanu b'nimid, also shines inwardly. Okay. Ma'asei ha'mitzvois tzarechim le'orer yir'ah, that we've already pointed out, that the actions of mitzvois need to stimulate yir'ah. V'zeis omeres sh'aguf v'choichoisav yiyah nitpas b'yuas Hashem. What it means is that the body is inhibited through yir'as Hashem, v'ha'yir'ah choyderes l'chol t'noyos mamash, so that the yir'ah penetrates the person's very gestures and actions. And here we quote that Shulchan Aruch in the beginning, mamash at the beginning when he explains Shivis Hashem l'negdi tamid, ki ein yeshivas ha'adam t'noyisav v'asakav v'hu levado b'vesei. When a person is alone and nobody's watching, completely in private, the way that he sits and the way that he gestures and the way that he does everything is not the same. It's not the same as a person sits and gestures and speaks when he's sitting in very exalted company. Similarly, the way that a person speaks and the way that a person laughs and eats when he's with his own family is not the way that he speaks, etc., when he's in very exalted company. So, it says the author, mamash, literally, we're not talking about the actual physical gestures, the way that the person sits. The way that a person literally widens the mouth. The way that a person laughs is more likely to laugh raucously when he's sitting with his own children than if he's sitting in very exalted company. The way that he smiles, laughs, im le'oichel, or perhaps this marchivim esapeh means the way that the person eats. V'chol tenuas yadayim v'regalayim, just the way that a person gestures. Hakol mishtaneh al yedei ha'yir'ah shenofel esad guf. All of that changes depending on the degree of yir'ah that the guf is subjected to. Ha'yir'ah kilu koyveles kol tenuas. Yir'ah is, as we said above, it's an inhibiting force. It restrains the person and his gestures, shebechol nikeres yir'ah, so that one can see outwardly. Even if we would claim that we have no concept of this through much of the day, at least in tefillah we also sense it feels he can't just act as if he's on the beach. It's not, one can't. He writes over there, when a person is davening and it's the part where he's sitting, he should not lean backwards. He should not lean on the seat. He should not lean sideways, recline.
Ela yeshev, he should sit, v'roishe kafuf, and his head should be bent down, shelo yireh pnei ha'yeshev negdo chutz l'arba'a mosav. So you shouldn't see the person in front of him in the next row, beyond his dalad amos, u'shnei atzilav al etzim ha'yerech, in a particular posture. Lich Oira, says the author, we could ask, Ma'ichpat l'kadosh baruch hu nishani b'shasa tefillah? Does the kadosh baruch hu care whether I lean when I'm davening, mimkufifim esaroi shaloi, whether I bend my head or not? Haloi yikaushim ispaladim, isn't the ikar just to daven? No, ach baduk u'minusay, this is tried and tested, shebidvarim chitzonim eilu teluya gam kavanas tefillah v'atzlachasa. It's in these exterior aspects that the kavon in the tefillah and success depend. Depends on these. To summarize, harei behasaga, when it comes to, again, perception, understanding, hapnimi yusika, it's the inner world that counts. Be'avoida hachatzin yusika, but in avoida, in actual worship of Kadosh Baruch Hu, in actual service, one's external actions are the ikar. Zeu mamash kvi shematzin shekli cheres, klei cheres, mashbichim es ayayin, uchlei zahav machmitzim es. It's mamash like we find that earthenware vessels improve wine that they contain, and gold vessels ruin it. Malem lakilim lashpi al tiva yain. You could ask, what does it matter? The yain is a yain. What does it matter if I place it in this vessel or that vessel? Well, that's the reality. Kachu. Tiv hatoichen talui bakilim nechonim. The quality of the content depends on the correct utensils. And wine that's poured into gold utensils will go sour. Hasiman shadam oimed lifnei melech gadol hu bazeh. The indication, the proof, that a person is really before a great king, again, the words of the Shulchan Aruch above at the beginning, the indication that a person is aware and in the presence of a great king is this, how does he gesture, how does he hold echum archiv piv davka visno isavachitzenius, specifically through his external conduct. Vechamu, as we said above, gama pnimius liya vechitzenius. We mentioned this point above. Pnimius also depends on chitzenius. Al zehi tziv sefer ha-chinuch is ha-yesoid. We have this famous fundamental idea in sefer ha-chinuch in mitzvah tes zayin. Acharei ha-ma'asim yimashechu ha-levavois. That the heart is influenced by the actions. What we do externally has a deep effect on what happens inside us. V'amesilas yisharim kosav ki ha-tnu'a chitzenis me'oreres ha-pnimis. He explains this in Zrizus. His advice for a person doesn't have the resource, so act as if you have the resource. Just do it. And you'll see that external action stimulates one's inside. Ta'us gedeila to'im ha'yekarim ha'medamim ki avidas Hashem ha'ikaris ilizkos lifnimius ma'in la'akpid kol kach al'chitzenius. It is a great and grave error that some very well-meaning individuals make when they imagine that the ikar of avidas Hashem is to earn Nimius, and one doesn't have to be makbid chitzenius. One can be a slob, one can be a glutton, one can speak like a street urchin, and it won't make any difference. That's a grave error. Omnam anachnu chayavim umuchachim livnos b'kibben olam pnimi. Indeed, it's true. We are obligated to build within us a rich inner world. Ki alken yesh lanu neshama k'deisha. That's what we have, our neshama. Aval k'moichen, at the same time, אנחנו חייבים ומוכרחים לבנות גם עולמנו החיצוני. We are obligated to build an external world. כי יש לנו גוף שצריך לקדשוי. We have a body that needs to be sanctified. הול העמידוי לפני המלך הגדול. To place it before a great king. אהבה ויראה. גוף ונשמה, פנים וחיצוין. בשניהם יחד נמנה אדם שלם. It's through the two that one builds a perfect human being. איך אדם הולך ברחוב? The way that a person is walking outside in the street. The different ways to walk as well. Mahi lucho, his gait. Ketzem achazik hazeh edayim. What is his hands, what are his hands doing? Reishem muram umurad. Where's his head and where's he looking? Enam mishayta. Toys yashiru kenegdoi. Are his eyes everywhere, just taking in the whole scene, or pointed in a certain direction? Bechol zeh nikar merachoik ala adam im yirat shamayin nagabi libo. You can see from far, through these indications, whether he's been touched by Yiras Shamayim. The person with Yiras Shamayim, as you said above, there's a certain inhibition about him. He's aware, he's conscious of the presence of the king, and therefore it's not just Hefker. Uvgishtoy le'echon, when the person is about to eat, Eichu marchiv piv. is he shoveling the food in? How is he doing it? What pile of food is he shoveling into his mouth at once? How much does he dive into the bowl? Yeah. My pshat in this idea of marchivim esapeh is not only this of how he eats, but also how a person yawns. That's also, I think, an indication. If a person is sitting by the king, he doesn't yawn in such a way that he can be heard half a mile away. That's also perhaps included in this idea of marchiv es hapeh, to widen one's mouth. At any rate, aklal hagadol b'torah shel harama b'schelas ha'shulchan aruch. This klal gadol that we're speaking about, this idea that a person in the presence of the king will behave in a very different way to the way he behaves at home, when his shoes are, when he's kicked off his shoes and he's lying on his sofa, this klal gadol at the beginning of shulchan aruch hu be'oisui perek. It's really, it's taken from the end of Morei Nevuchim that with which we began this paragraph base. And this is appropriate. It's appropriate that the conclusion of all the calculations and investigations of the Morei Nevuchim will bring to this one great fundamental idea of sitting before the king, and this should be the very first point in Shulchan Aruch. Ki hu be'emes yesod kol haTorah kula. This is the foundation of the entire Torah. Me'ata nifnei el sefer haMitzvos. From now, we see what the Rambam says in Sefer haMitzvos. Ad kan.